This country certainly has a lot of crows.
Morning, crows.
Oh. Good morning. Namaste.
Set the bird's wings with gold, and it will never soar in the sky.
Who is this?
Jack, it's Kamla.
I know. Is that the Tagore of the day?
So will you meet me for breakfast?
Down in the dining room? No. It's too early in the day to face all those tourists stuffing food in their faces.
You're not hungry, Jack?
I'm starved. But I'll tell you what, Miss Kamala. We'll have breakfast in my suite, okay? Hello? Oh, Miss Kamala.
Mr. Flanders, it wouldn't be proper.
Look, I'll wear a white suit and an ascot. I have a wonderful view of the street. We can throw croissants down to the crows. Hello?
White suit and ascot, you say?
Yeah.
If you're not properly attired...
Look, I'll be properly attired.
In a white suit and ascot.
Then
I'm going downstairs to the dining room.
No, wait. I will be properly attired.
White suit and ascot?
Yes.
All right.
Half an hour.
Fine. Oh, I have another to go for you.
Okay, shoot.
I have lost my dewdrop, cries the flower, to the morning sky that's lost all its stars.
Run that by me again.
I have lost my dewdrop, cries the flower, to the morning sky that's lost all its stars.
It's very nice. How the heck do you tie an ascot? No, that's not right. Darn it. I'm coming. Good morning. Well, it's a nice try, you must admit. You smell like roses.
I see breakfast has arrived.
Yes, we have a window seat. We have the call of the crows, the scent of the sea. Croissant?
Please.
So, this morning, on to Bangalore and then...
And then a long, dusty drive to Mysore.
Does it ever rain in this country?
My God, you should be here during the monsoons. Then it rains all the time.
Well, when are the monsoons?
During the winter months, they travel around the country. It's going to be just terrible.
Well, how's the food in the south?
Well, the food is really quite different. They like to use lots of chili. The food is very, very hot there.
Oh, I like hot food.
You better watch yourself or your tongue will catch on fire.
Should I bring a fire extinguisher?
No, that's not necessary. There's always the yogurt.
What?
If your tongue catches on fire, you can always dip your tongue into a bowl of yogurt.
Oh, I'll remember that. Coffee?
No. Tea, please.
All right, of course. Kamala, tell me about your aunt. I'd like to make sure I'm ready for her.
Why? You don't appear to be easily dominated by strong women.
Oh, not dominated, but intimidated.
My aunt is very good at intimidation.
Look, who or what is the it you spoke about last night?
Her visitor? Well, it...
Yes?
I think it's best if she tell you.
Come on.
I don't really know the details.
Please.
Well, all I can tell you is this. When she was young, she was desperate to escape the confines of her arranged marriage, to escape India, to escape and see the world. So she made a pact with it. Jack, I honestly don't know who it is. It may just be her imagination.
But you don't believe it is her imagination, do you?
No, I don't. You like the South. The pace is much slower than in Delhi or Bombay. It's very, laid back.
It's a beautiful country. So for your aunt lives in Mysore.
No, no, actually farther still, in a small village.
I see.
She has a villa on a hill outside the village. It's very nice.